Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Tobin and Leroy, back with you here on a Monday. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Stanley Cup continues its tour. Bill Zito, this man knows how to Stanley Cup. Some guys, they don't know how to Stanley Cup day, you know. But this Bill Zito, he knows how to Stanley Cup. Bill Zito, he took it to the Keys. And not only did he take it to the Keys, he shared the Stanley Cup with some furry friends. Bill Zito, I don't know where this is. Maybe it's that Theater of the Sea in the Keys. You guys ever go by that? I drive by it all the time. I'm like, I don't know if I'm going to that Theater of the Sea. I'm not sure if that's a good time or not. But Bill Zito, as you Leroy, this has to make Canada furious, I'd imagine.
But Canada Steel?
I'd imagine. maybe somebody on the West Coast did it one time. I don't know. But when they see Lord Stanley and they see a sea lion and the sea lion is eating some fish out of the cup, that had to be a cup first, I'd imagine. I'd imagine that has to be a first time for this.
Oh, yeah.
Has to be.
Well, first of all, I think they have to be excited or pissed off by the fact that Stanley Cup has been warm for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
It's been 4 years?
It's basically just been down here and in Tampa.
And then the other year was Vegas.
And Vegas.
So it's been hot. It's been hot for like 5 years.
It's had no chilling on it for a long time.
No chilling.
Shout out, because for the first time in 50 years, a dolphin got to be close to a trophy.
I see what you did there.
Point for Tobin.
Hey,
you know what's funny? Stanley Cup has... Astron. Stanley Cup has seen more Astron over the last 6 years than anything else.
Oh, it's
Tampa,
Vegas.
Vegas.
Oh yeah,
South Florida,
Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, a lot of Astron.
I don't know what kind of cheeks are dancing around it in Canada, but not like it is down here, dude.
Shania Twain,
Bill Zito, man, this guy? I mean, he knows how to cup day.
Look at that!
Wow,
hey, that's fire. He's got some hops.
Wow. Can he play for the Heat? Can he play wing?
Can he shoot? You know anything? Just flick the ball to his tail?
According to Tobin, he don't have no reach. He can't play no defense. He got the Tyler.
He moves more. He got better feet than Tyler. Better fit.
Maybe if he just spins his little body around, you know, he whacks the tail.
He's 7 foot tall. With a 2.5 foot reach,
bro. Have you seen the photos today that have gone viral of Luka?
Dolphin Jokic.
Oh, this Luka. I mean,
slim.
He looks incredible. Yeah. He was on the cover of Men's Health. This Nico Harrison, he's gonna rue the day.
Nah, he's our Cooper Flag.
It normally takes something like that, and maybe a conversation from somebody you respect. to motivate you. But I will say this.
Or don't respect anymore. You just want to do it out of pure revenge.
Right. Or, but I would also say this. It's in that timeline where you've been working out and playing basketball for 4, 5, 6 years this much, and your body starts taking form, right?
Could it be the Bron effect as well?
It could be. It could be. That's what I'm saying. You have a conversation with somebody who you respect, and they kind of get you, you know, headed in the right direction. But I would say, even though you're having a conversation with somebody like that, it's still all on Luka. You think, still got to get up and do the work.
You think LeBron called him chipmunk cheeks? Does it get to work?
No, I think, to be honest, brother. I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron didn't have the same conversation that D-Wade had with him.
Here was on Men's Health, Luka Doncic.
Oh, that don't even look like Luka.
I know. This is him working out in Slovenia.
Yo, who swallowed? Yo, you sure he didn't have lipo?
I don't know. I think he's claiming intermittent fasting.
Slovenia's Ozempic?
Man, maybe. I mean, he's in L.A. They probably have the good stuff.
This guy, what happened to him?
I don't know. This was Luka. This is, of course, the viral photo that everybody uses for fat Luka, which I don't appreciate as a chubby chin person myself, but this is the worst angle everybody goes with. This
wow,
is,
it doesn't even look like he has a chin.
This is new Luka.
Now look at him. And that's not Luka. There ain't no way.
Nah, that's
Luka.
No, I know, man. Leroy, that's L.A. When you get to L.A., you change
your
ways.
You got to get some get right, right?
You got to get, yeah, man. Yeah. Yeah, he's by the beach. Yeah.
The biggest athlete to come out of L.A. was when Shaq went there and got chunky, right?
Yeah, come on. That's but first fat, he got that's in shape. Fatburger and In-N-Out.
But first he got shape. He was fit.
Whoa.
You see when,
time out.
Yeah.
I think you guys are forgetting.
Hmm?
Shaq was fat from 96 to 2000.
But then like, he had a revenge season. Like once he got when he first got there, I don't think he was fat. And then he got fat.
And then Phil came?
I think first ring he was skinny. And then he got thin.
Right. He was skinny that first ring because Phil called him out and he won the MVP. After he won that first ring, it was like, all right, I'll do things on my time.
Shaq did the same thing when he got down here.
And then let's not even talk about Celtics, Shaq.
Wow.
Oh, no. That was just money grab. That was ring chasing.
A ring for the king. You remember that? Cav Shaq?
Yeah.
Yeah, Luka looks incredible, dude. He looks incredible.
Yeah.
And, you know, now he's with the Slovenian national team, too. So he's getting ready. Eurobasket's going to start. Man, maybe I should throw – I saw Slovenia's a pretty sizable underdog.
Really?
I think you might want to put money on skinny Luka.
Might want to put some money on skinny Luka. Serbia is the overwhelming favorite. And
is Jokic playing?
Joker just announced that he's playing.
Damn.
So it's Joker. Did you guys see Joker this weekend?
No.
Joker.
Oh, he was in a – he was won he in another, a yacht?
No, he won another race.
Oh.
But this time, he was literally brought to tears.
Really? More tears than winning the NBA Finals?
Dude, not even close. Not even close.
Balled like a baby?
He was balling like a baby because Horse won. Like, that's – it wasn't even – you would have thought, like, hey, any normal NBA player, how would you react to winning the championship as opposed to Horse winning? And you would think, oh, tears, a lot of joy when Horse wins. He's the exact opposite. He's like, eh.
Well, can I give you an example of when you would, if Papa Kachuk had won a championship, but then he saw his kid win one, right?
Are you calling
like his lifelong investment? I'm not comparing a horse.
Kachuk a horse.
I'm not, but he doesn't have. Does Joker doesn't have a family yet?
I think he has.
Yes, he does. He has a daughter.
He has a baby.
Oh, okay. Well, then I take it back.
He has a baby. Like you could only be this happy if they won, of course, the Miami Heat baby races.
So. In the Joker's hierarchy of more importance.
Hey. Y'all are like, oh my goodness. That's what.
Is Horse winning the EuroLeague for his country and then NBA Finals?
Yeah. I think NBA Finals is third.
I think NBA Finals is definitely third.
I think it's just job.
Oh my God. He's crying like somebody who's about to propose. Look at him.
Look at him. He's going to cry.
Is he going to hug the horse?
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, no, the jockey.
He's hugging the jockey. Now Horse gets hugged.
Dude.
Good horse.
Look at that good
horse.
That's a small horse.
Yeah, I guess. Oh, I mean, he is next to Luke. I mean, he is next to Joker. So
he's overcome with emotion. Yes, yes. I am hugging 7 foot guy.
He's good at but that's a you know the those jockeys don't have a weight class.
No.
He's just got to be able to do the splits.
Dude, it's as if he ate the game-winning basket
He's
in game
so
seven.
He's so happy about horse winning. Like, he has never been this happy with the with right. like the Denver Nuggets winning the championship. Remember when he was told he had to stay at the parade?
I have to stay for parade?
He goes,
when is it?
No. He just went, yeah. like, the reaction was no. And then he kind of tuned it up for the parade a little bit. But he did not, like, I just think about how badly Jimmy Butler wanted to win that championship, right? Wanted to win that championship, and here is Joker being like, this is way better.
Right.
Horse winning. Do you, I wonder what the biggest race in Serbia is, like the Serbian Derby?
No, I know what the one is in here, over here, is the Hambletonian.
You made that up.
That's in
that
New
up.
Jersey.
The Hambletonian? No, it sounds like a Broadway play.
It's like the Kentucky Derby for trotters.
What do you win?
It's like the biggest harness race in America.
Hambletonian. The Hambletonian.
Apologize.
I'm not apologizing. I didn't know. You can't. I'm just saying.
Okay, but then why you attack me?
That
you
just
didn't
sounds
know.
Made up.
It.
The Hambletonian Stakes, a major American harness race for 3-year-old trotting horses.
Yeah, it's like the Kentucky Derby.
So how much do you win?
Mill? I don't know. No, I think it's a million plus, but you don't win like the purse. You don't win that much. You win a percentage of the whole purse.
Estimated purse of 1.2 million.
So I think the winner 25%, if that.
That's chump change to the Serbian Derby.
No, it's not called the Serbian Derby.
I mean, hey.
Can I tell you why I know what that is?
Yeah.
Oh, I know what it's called.
You know why? Because every year it took place when we were practicing against the Jets and playing the Jets in preseason.
So it's in August. So it's coming up.
We would play the Giants. So when we would go, we would stay right there at the hotel that's right there and across from the stadium. And that track is right on the other side of the stadium, and we would go over to it.
Wow. Hambletonian coming up on August 2nd.
Next so,
week. It says, so that's this weekend.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're betting on it.
So that's why I know what the Hambletonian is.
I
have another story, but that's a kind of a.
You stole the harness, didn't you?
No. So you want to hear the story now?
You yes. stole the carrots?
So me and my friend, you know my friend Mike, right?
Mm-hmm.
So me and Mike, when we were in Cleveland, we would just go to the harness races all the time, right? I don't think I ever spent more than $100 at harness racing because, like, all of a sudden the horses would start running like secretary. Like, it was the, like, it wasn't the best of, but you have some fun. So he had a crazy idea. Let's buy a horse. So the horse was in a claiming race, right? We bet the horse big, right? The horse won. We claimed it before the race. Ended up winning enough money to buy the horse. So now the horse is running every few weeks or whatever, feeding himself. We're not getting any money. So we said, hey, let's put it in another claimer, hire, you know, a higher claimer. And so we did that. The horse got bought. We made a couple of bucks. I go to the Hambletonian one year. The stupid horse is running in it.
Really?
I'm like, we got head. I think he may have came in last place, but just to say you ran qualified for the race. So that's my story.
Wow.
That's why I'm 100% sure I know what the Hambletonian is.
My father always said that harness racing was fixed.
You know why? Because they have these different races. Like, you can either trot or pace, right? Mm-hmm. I think trot, they run like this, and pace, they run like, you know, alternate, just left side, right side.
Right.
Well, when you get the young horses that are doing the trot, right, they would be trotting, looking all good. Then all of a sudden, they just start running like a dog, and they would have to go to the back of the line And this all happened five times. So by the time the horse won, you could bet any horse in these young races. And so that's why you always thought, oh, this
a little
is,
fishy.
You know.
Little fishy.
Yeah.
Just like the fishies that they were feeding Bill Zito sea lion. Do you think Bill Zito just goes like, can I keep the sea lion?
Is that sardines?
Can you be mine? I think so.
I think so.
I think so.
That's big sardines. Like, you know, growing up in hood, Vlad, like, you haven't had a hood food till you had them sardines in the can.
Yeah, that's like your rite of passage.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a rite of passage, you do.
And now people are already, now you see how people are treating sardines like, oh, they're delicious. No, they weren't.
You know what I understand also, Leroy? When did ramen become all of a sudden like a, you know.
A cool thing.
Oh, a cool chic. Thing. Very chic.
Yeah.
Nah, can ramen was bad. You, that was for some.
Can I just tell you?
Those were some tough college nights.
Ramen indicated your ass was broke and po. Nothing in the refrigerator.
Very chic now.
Po. Now everybody's on po. A ramen.
You know why? Because they put stuff in it.
Oh, no. You guys are 100%. My daughter, Sophia, is very into the chic ramen now. She goes, we go down the.
My daughter eats ramen and pork belly.
Yeah. She's like, oh, this one was this flavor was too spicy. I'm like, it has flavors?
Yeah. Yeah. They don't know about the silver packet. They don't know about the silver packet. They don't. They don't know about the silver packet that was basically death.
You had to open it up and be careful.
To put too much.
You didn't want to drop the silver packet in the hot water.
Maybe maybe one of the Gen, what is it, Gen Z? One of the Gen Z Panthers, like Mackie Samuskevich. Maybe he'll eat ramen out of the Stanley Cup.
All of a sudden.
I'll tell you, it's the craziest thing.
Ramen is all over the place. I'm like, when did ramen become the coolest thing ever?
And they put meat in it. I'm like, if you had meat, we wouldn't need ramen.
We'll take a break. Hour two are coming on up. Back after this.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey there, cats and kittens. It's Brian from The Commercial Break, the mediocre comedy podcast where my best friend Chrissy and I attempt to make sense of the world. We talk about the absurd, the ridiculous, and the stuff no one asked for, like internet weirdos, pickup artists, and why everyone is obsessed with crystals and colonics. It's all gotta stop. The show is free, it's frequent, and it's probably not for everyone. You can go to tcbpodcast.com, subscribe at youtube.com/thecommercialbreak, or check out the show wherever you listen to podcasts. We'll see you on the next commercial break, and best to you.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation while they collect dust? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With a Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus. To kickstart your rewards, visit Gemini.com/card today. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy. Issued by WebBank, in order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.